Hello, word nerds. Welcome to another episode of the Dictionary Podcast, the only podcast where I read the dictionary. I only have one podcast like this. I don't have two. So let's see. What have we got? Our first word for this episode, we are at the top of page 90. And let me fix this wire because it's making noise. All right. Our first word is back courtman. Or back courtman. It is all one word, B-A-C-K-C-O-U-R-T-M-A-N. It is a noun from 1954, a guard on a basketball team. Now we have back cross, all one word. It is the first form. It is a transitive verb from 1904, to cross a first generation hybrid with one of the parental types. And part of that is in parentheses, so the full definition is to cross with one of the parental types. This seems like something that's related to genetics. Now we have back cross again. It is the second form. It is a noun from 1918, a mating that involves back crossing. Also, an individual produced by back crossing. Okay, so now I'm starting to rethink this, and it seems like... Is this when you have a child mate with its parent? When you are making, what am I trying to say? When you're, what do they call it? When people are making purebreds or something like that. They're breeding. So when, I would not be surprised if people do this. If they're breeding purebred dogs, they'll have the child mate with the parent, which I think is absolutely crazy. Okay, but you don't want to hear what I have to say, right? Now we have backdate, all one word. It is a transitive verb from 1944, to put a date earlier than the actual one on, as in backdate a memo. Also, to make retroactive, as in backdate pension rights. I don't make memos, so I don't know about that example, but yeah. I know that when you're making checks, sometimes... How did my wires get so... messed up here. Sometimes you put a different date on a check, but that's usually a forward date, not a back date. Now we have back dive, two separate words. It is a noun from circa 1934, a dive from a position facing the dive board. So you go in backwards. Now we have back door, all one word. It is an adjective from 1805. One, we have the synonyms indirect and devious. Number two, involving or being a play in basketball in which a player moves behind the defense and toward the basket to receive a quick pass, as in a backdoor layup. Now we have back down, two words. It is an intransitive verb from 1849, to withdraw from a commitment or position. I gotta back down on that date we have. Now we have backdrop, all one word. It is a noun from 1913. One, a painted cloth hung across the rear of a stage. Number two, we just have the synonym background. And backdrop is also a transitive verb. Now we have backfield, all one word. It is a noun from 1903. The football players whose positions are behind the line of scrimmage. Also, the positions themselves. Now we have backfill, one word, transitive verb from 1908, to refill as an excavation, usually with excavated material. So like if there's like a quarry and they're taking stuff out and then they fill it back in, that's called backfilling. And now the intransitive verb, to backfill an excavation, I have to sneeze. Backfill is also a noun. Let's see if the sneeze happens. Now we have backfire, all one word. This is the first form. It is a noun from 1839. One, a fire started to check an advancing fire by clearing an area. Number two, a loud noise caused by the improperly timed explosion of fuel mixture in the cylinder of an internal combustion engine. I've always heard people talk about how when a car backfires, that it can sound like a gun or something, but I've never really understood what is actually happening. And I still don't. Now we have the second form of backfire. It is an intransitive verb from 1886. To make or undergo a backfire. Number two, to have the reverse of the desired or expected effect. As in, their plans backfired. Now we have backfit, F-I-T, all one word. It is a transitive verb from 1967, and we just have the synonym retrofit. Backfit is also a noun. Now we have backflip. It is a noun from 1935, a backward somersault, especially in the air. These are hard to do unless you do a lot of training. I had a trampoline back in the day, and I eventually was able to train myself to do a backflip on it, but you had to be aware of, you know, you don't want to move forward too far forward or too far backward on the trampoline, because then you could fall off, and that is bad. And that has happened to me. All right, now we have backflow, all one word. It is a noun from 1878. A flowing back or returning, especially toward a source. Now we have backformation. It is two words with a hyphen. It is a noun from 1889. One, a word formed by subtraction of a real or supposed affix or affix from an already existing longer word, as the word burgle from burglar. So the word burgle has been backformed, or is a backformation of the word burglar. Number two, the formation of backformations. Now we have our last word for this episode. It's a little bit of a short episode because the next word is right in the middle of the column, and it takes up a lot of space. And I don't want to break it up. So, backgammon is our last word, B-A-C-K-G-A-M-M-O-N. This is a noun from circa 1645, a board game played with dice and counters in which players try to be the first to gather their pieces into one corner and then systematically remove them from the board. Let's see, this is perhaps from the prefix back, or no, just the word back, plus the Middle English word gammon, G-A-M-E-N, or also gam, game, G-A-M-E, which means game. So back game is possibly where this word came from. I tried to learn backgammon once, and I couldn't understand it, so I quit. So what is the word of the episode? Let's see, backdate, backdive. I'm going to pick backflip as the word of the episode because I think backflips are cool and fun to do when you can do them. And if you want to learn how to do them just on the ground without a trampoline, have somebody help you, and then you can eventually do it yourself. So that's it. Thank you very much for listening to this short episode. I'm hoping the B's are as interesting as the A's, hopefully more. I hope that we get more listeners here. Please leave me a 5-star review with positive or negative comments in the review, in the written review. I got one or two more recently, so thank you for that. It really does help. And until next time, this is Spencer reading the dictionary. Goodbye.